now that you're so old, down home, travel and all that, I want to take you up to the second bardo and orient you.
Blowing inside.
Well, load away, load away. Thank you, thank you. Yet another wonderful little section of live music for the house band. One night only. Thanks, Joe Grammy. I appreciate that. Thanks for that tune, too. That was great. That was right on. It brings us right up to 4 o'clock here. This is KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea, also K224CQ Honolulu, K284AL Holly Eva. And we'll do the underwriting as soon as our illustrious leaders get it loaded and ready to go. They're not quite there yet.
No,
so
they're working
thanks
on
again,
it.
Everybody, for coming in. Appreciate it. Any Tuesday, 2 to 4, you're always welcome to come up and join us. And
Bob Radio.
Pluck your stuff, radio. Man. Just go ahead and pluck your radio. Stuff. You know what I realized I didn't do today?
What didn't
you
do?
Jaw seeds! Fire! Monsanto!
Until that's happening.
DuPont, Syngenta, Dow AgroSciences.
You know, all those folks that would sue a county.
Bayer Crop Sciences.
Just for the sake of the want for disclosure, you know. Well,
they got more money.
They got lots of money, but and they get tax breaks. That's so exciting.
Huge.
And, you know, why not? Just poison it all. Just poison it all.
Yeah, why not?
But, you know, I want the county to be, and the state to be. In that
state.
As well. No, the county's just as guilty. I'd like disclosure from the county and the state because everywhere you drive on Kauai, you cannot go from North Shore to Mana. You can't go more than a quarter mile without seeing another slot of death where
well,
they
that's
spray
the state's
poison.
Responsibility.
Well, I just
to
I'm just,
to upkeep that and make sure things aren't being done inappropriately.
Well, yeah,
that's where
yeah.
the negligence is in the state, in my opinion.
Well, but the state's the one spraying the stuff.
Well, guess what?
I support Joanne Yukimura. Let's do an environmental impact study on that, and we'll see. Well, why not do a little study?
Well,
you know,
of course.
She did say, and we'll have real science.
Of course.
And once again, it takes 0.1 parts per billion of glyphosate to start tumors, and we tested honey
yes.
over by in Kaumakani, and that was 92.6 parts per billion, and 0.1
causes cancer.
Causes tumors.
Yeah, tumors.
So 900 times more than we really need. Anyway, Carlos is sitting behind me. Well, he's standing. He's grinning.
He's
good to have you
ready.
Back. We
yeah,
missed you.
Boy,
we did miss you. There's no doubt about that. Show coming up. Chris Thomas King.
Yeah, Chris Thomas King.
It's coming up. I'm going to leave you with that track. And
that's coming up here at Trees Lounge on Sunday, September 28th. Doors open at 6. Tickets or start at 7. Come early for a good seat. This is a Trees Lounge. Our tickets available at Honolulu Strings and Things, Kauai Music and Sound, and Buffalo Records. You can contact them at www.buffalorecords.com. That's buffalo-records.com. Or you can also call local number 808-651-5365. Again, ticket information for Chris Thomas
show.
King. And by the way, folks, Chris Thomas King is the African-American gentleman who played on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the musician, the blues musician. And he is a true musician, not just a actor. Plays some fantastic music. So Chris Thomas King, Sunday, September 28th. Ticket information, 808-651-5365.
All right, then.
Hey, there's a... I can't see that. Never mind. There's also, you could call Trees Lounge, 823-0600. Thanks. And that's Sunday, September 28th.
Thanks, CZM.
One day we'll grow up.
People came from miles around to see the wonder growing out the ground. And a man walked up in a shiny suit. I'm from New York, I come look for you. Gonna buy your belly from a gallery. Pay $42 if you sign me.
Hate to cut music off. It's a crime. It's been that way since I was a kid, but I do like to surgically splice the last show from this one. So we're going to begin with the shofar. Because we can.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its management, staff, or underwriters.
Kauai Canvas, professional gallery quality giclée canvas printing and digital image capture now available on Kauai. Managing print flow, stretching, and even crating. More information at 212-6971 or online at kauaicanvas.com. Kauai Canvas, stretch your imagination.
Al Pastor Tacos supports KKCR across the street from the craft fair in Kapa'a by the beach. Al Pastor Tacos serves fresh grilled local fish, steak, chicken, and pork tacos, and burritos in the Al Pastor style. Also a garden salad and choices for the kids. Open every day from 11 to 4. Takeout orders welcome. Al Pastor Tacos, authentic Mexican food. 652-6953.
If you are a candidate for political office and would like to speak to Kauai on KKCR, call in to our public affairs talk shows at 826-7771, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 4 and 6 p.m.
It was almost effortless. That's called the scheme right there. We just got a whole new awesome computer system in here that allows us to just do tricks. I'm actually, we don't even need to wear clothing anymore in here. I'm actually in my boxers right now. Because it's so easy with the new scheme. And thank you to the whole team, Dean and Doug and Lauren, whoever else did that. But it just makes us that much better. Anyway, I've got a single I was going to bust out today from a local artist, group of artists. It's called Soundswell. That's the group. And the single is called Situation. And I'm just going to go right into that. And then we'll have Kauai Soapbox after that. I've never heard this myself, so.
Done. on your TV or your radio station. It's a grassroots fight against the situation. Stand up now. There's something you can do. Just open your mind. Maybe grow your own food. Just check out the real situation. Agricultural disaster in the nation. Check out the real situation. Fundamental meltdown. Check it out. Check it out.
Well, that was a single called The Situation by Soundswell. And I crossed the 50-year mark. I'm 53 now, so my eyeballs are not quite working like they used to. But let me see if I could read this font. Okay, Soundswell, we're going to have to work on your fonts inside the CD cover. But enjoy the song. Let me see. We've got Dane Jeffries on keyboards, Chris Mons, vocals, and ukulele, Michael Stauch, forgive me if I did not pronounce that right, on bass, drums, and keyboards, Noah Stauch on drums, written, produced, and published by Soundswell. And the additional musicians, the backup vocals, Meredith Woodward, intro vocals, Miley Mons. And anyway, that's great. I know a couple months back we had the yearly Kauai Songwriters Forum. I can't remember the exact name for it, but if you're a local musician and you want to bust out a single on the show, I always love opening with local musicians. So if you've got something, let us know and we will play it. Also, I'm going to be approaching this from several different vectors, but we do want to say we've got about 8 shows left before the election. And we would like to make sure that we have an extended invitation to all candidates. So if you're one of the 14 county council candidates that has not had airtime on KKCR yet, you've got an open invitation on my show. And I would guess the other Thursday 4 to 6 show, Jonathan, Jimmy, and what's that other guy? I'm going to get in trouble for that. Anyway, but we'd love to give you some airtime, and we'd love to have you in the studio so you can actually interface with callers live. And I promise you, fair, unbiased interview. And if you've got a lot to say, I'll stay out of the way and let the callers and you go back and forth. 826-7771. So we've got about an hour and 40 minutes left of the show. We were a little slow today because I'm getting used to the new scheme system, but it's actually pretty cool. I'm going to play another song, kind of get things ready to go, and boy, lots to talk about today, but I would love to hear what's on your mind much more than what's on my mind than sharing it. So 826-7771. Let me see. Donovan's not, well, yeah, he kind of is a local musician here. He spends some time on Kauai. I got a little Donovan Frankenrider. You are listening to KKCR's Kauai Soapbox.
Could let this love be the fading sky. We could drift all night to the new sunrise. Pass me a drink or maybe two. One for me and one for you. And we'll be free. Changing tide, we're gonna drop them sails and get inside. When will the weather ever let us go? I guess we'll have to wait till them trade winds blow and we'll be free. Thank you.
drunken hearts and our tired bones. I just take one last look around, and every place feels like a million times an hour.
Frankenreiter, free, and it was really weird. We had a little shop on the south side, and Donovan was invited, I believe, by Billabong to come out and play a set in our shop, which will remain nameless. But so I had not really heard his music before. This was about 3 years ago, and then we happened to be going to a family reunion in Maine, and we flew into... Let me see. Was it Montreal? I think it was Montreal. And we drove through Montreal to Quebec to get to Maine. Believe it or not, from Kauai, the ticket was only $250 one way from Lihue to Montreal. It was amazing. But we came across this tiny music festival in Quebec. Well, it wasn't that tiny, actually. And there was Donovan. Our hotel was kind of right across from where he was playing out on the lawn. So, interesting. Small world. Anyway... I thought this was kind of interesting. It's from the Kauai Civil Defense Agency, and I don't know if it's correlating to the 9/11 by circumstance or if it's actually planned that way. But this is from Mary Daubert at Kauai.gov, and it is concerning the full-scale multi-agency exercises set for the island of Kauai this week. So, once again, I don't know if they're running those in conjunction with the anniversary of 9/11 or if it just happens to be happening. But I'm going to go down the press release that they just sent us. Let me see. Okay. Full-scale multi-agency exercise set for this week. Lihue, county, state, and federal agencies and other emergency response partners are conducting joint exercises on Kauai this week with the Hawaii National Guard's 93rd Civil Support Team. Participating in the event are the following entities: Kauai Civil Defense Agency, Kauai Fire Department, Kauai Police Department, Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, formerly State Civil Defense, State Department of Health, and the Hawaii Fusion Center. I'm going to have to look that one up because I've heard that name pop up. I think I know what that is. Interesting. Other participants include the State Department of Land and Natural Resources, Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, U.S. Department of Energy, American Red Cross, and Wilcox Memorial Hospital. A full-scale emergency communications exercise will take place on Wednesday, September 10th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Nonoa Forest Reserve, also known as the Sleeping Giant. The Nonoa Mountain Trail Shelter will be closed during this period. That is September 10th. That's tomorrow. Oh, wait. 9th? 10th. That's tomorrow. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be closed. Nono West and Kaua Mo'o Nono Trails will remain open to the public. As part of the exercise, the KPD and KFD, Kauai Police Department and Kauai Fire Department, will engage in several airlifts of equipment and personnel from the Wailua Homestead Park to the Nu'unu'u Forest Reserve. The public should keep out of the park area while the air operations are ongoing. On Thursday, 9/11 or September 11, a full-scale Weapons of Mass Destruction, WMD, exercise will be conducted from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vidina Stadium. While the exercise is underway, the home team portion of the stadium and portions of the parking lot will not be accessible to the public. Officials are asking for the public's cooperation by staying clear of any obvious or marked areas, as well as exercise-related vehicles, equipment, and personnel. The aim of the exercise is to ensure that Kauai's first responders will be better prepared for weapons of mass destruction events, as well as a broad spectrum of natural and man-made disasters. The skills learned will also be applicable to hazardous material incidents, as well as events that require multi-agency, multi-discipline coordination and interoperable communications. She goes on to say, I would like to thank the participating agencies for their time, effort, and commitment to keeping Kauai safe. Oh, I'm sorry, that was Mayor Bernard Carvalho Jr. The skills that are practiced and lessons learned during the exercises will benefit first responders, residents, and visitors alike. If you would like information about the Weapon of Mass Destruction exercises, please call the Kauai Civil Defense Agency at 241-1800. Once again, in brief, tomorrow, September 10th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., in the No-No Forest Reserve, also known as Sleeping Giant, the No-No Mountain Trail Shelter will be closed during this period, while No-No East and No-No West and Kuomo'o No-No Trail will remain open to the public. So Sleeping Giant parts will be closed, and also Vidina Stadium from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on September 11th or 9/11. And once again, that number to call for additional information is 241-1800. So, coincidental or just a time that makes sense? It's interesting to know. That's tomorrow and 9/11. It's interesting because England has one of the highest terror alerts they've ever had going right now over there. It doesn't mean anything happening. It just means they've got their alert raised to one of the highest levels. And those of you who follow these things will know the interesting coincidence that Sandy Hook, Aurora, Colorado, and 9/11 all happen to be having, also the Boston bombing, by the way, also happen to have federally sponsored massive disaster planning events happening right there on that day. So, coincidence, huh? Coinkydink. Anyway, the number here to call is 808-826-7771, and our toll-free number is 866-275-1112. And I'm going to play a little bit more music, and then we'll start taking the calls. Can't resist a little Cream. It always floats to the top. It might be a quiet day today, too, so maybe we'll just listen to a lot of good music. I'm okay with that as well.
Jack, you're right. I'll still be with you, my
a little mellower version. I always wanted to be a music DJ, but somehow I got stuck with the talk show portion of it. I actually love it, but the music sure is fun. We do have a caller on the air, so here we go. What's on your mind, caller?
Oh, hello. Well, hey, it's great to have you back, Carlos. I enjoy your show a lot. Well, a couple things on my mind. I was wanting to talk a bit about the GMO situation, but being that you brought up the military exercises or whatever it is, it's more than that, I guess, this weekend, I just kind of thought maybe it had something to do with all the new hardware that the boys have got down there in the offices and the departments that they want to, you know, learn how to use a little bit, I guess, you know. Drive them around and test them out a little, you know.
Well, it's always good to train with the equipment that you have and to know what to do in a crisis situation. I just find it an interesting coincidence that it's actually happening on 9/11. So
But it seems like it prepares the people to have that mindset.
I agree.
They encounter this, and so we got to be ready to respond in this sort of way. And I don't know. That seems kind of unhealthy. Like what happened in Ferguson with all of the military guys pointing their weapons at the people there and having the anti-personnel or the personnel carriers in there. And I don't know. It just seems like an over-response. And here we're further escalating all that stuff now here with our military preparations in our local county over here.
Well, I know we got some pretty heavy equipment, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it came up on my screen about a month ago. Somebody was mentioning the new equipment, and that actually is happening all across the country. And there are moves in Congress by some senators to actually stop militarizing the police force, and some towns or municipalities have actually asked for their police force to de-escalate from that kind of more militarized mindset. But it sure is interesting times. I mean, there's, you know, on one hand, it makes sense not to throw away equipment, and the taxpayers did pay for it. But on the other hand, wouldn't it be great if we were spending that money for education or a sustainable food base or something like that rather than all this hardware?
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. Yeah. The other thing was, I don't know, I read the paper today and they had that article with Joanne Yukimura and Russ McCullough in there discussing the pros and cons of furthering the 960, the Ordinance 960, whether it is a waste of money or whether it's, you know, beneficial for the community to invest more money in seeing how we can better understand and perhaps everybody better understand what's going on here. And at first my response is, you know, Kagawa has been fighting this thing from the beginning, it seemed, on the side of the state. You know, it's the state's choice to make on this. And the same with Mel Raposo, and I didn't really feel that they were behind the people, but now I'm starting to get the feeling that they know the depth of corruption that is going on in our government and realize that the money that we are going to spend is going to be just throwing it away, because they're going to override it no matter what we come up with. And perhaps they know that because they've been around a long time, and they've seen a lot of it. Not necessarily were involved in it, but not necessarily not involved in it either. As well as Carvalho, our mayor now, or former mayor, is in my opinion, but they know the corruption that's going on at the different levels of our government and realize that we are going to throw our money away. And I'm not so sure they're not right about that. So it's kind of a dichotomy here.
Well, let me ask you
strive for something.
Let me ask you to clarify yourself. What do you mean throwing the money away?
By whatever findings we come up with, that the federal and the state government will override us and say no, that the seed corporations have the right to operate the way they are. We have laws established for them, and they're functioning within those guidelines. Or as far as our what would you call it? Our oversight of their use of the pesticides and other regulated chemicals that they're using, there's no regulation or very little regulation on it, and that's fine with them. And they realize that, you know, that's what it's going to go back to. It's going to go back to the good old boy system of big money and big corporation or big government right now.
Do you think it could actually ever go back? I think people have woken up. Countries around the world are making choices to go all the way as far as outright banning of GMO food. The mindset's been brought up, so a lot of people that had no clue before are kind of starting to understand, and social media just eats stuff up like this. So do you think you can ever put this genie back in the bottle? Or
well, I don't know. Maybe they're $400,000 ad campaigns that they've begun just recently to try and inform or propagandize the general public out there is strong enough. I mean, the power of the press and the media is very strong. I mean, I've even talked to friends of mine who are, you know, very anti-GMO, and they listen to that stuff and say, well, you know, geez, they do have some points there, and they had their scientists on there, and these guys are product defense specialists.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're like Jim Kelly from the other side, but better. And they're guys that are hard to have an argument with and have them not prevail in the argument because of just their debating abilities. You know, I mean, that is a skill. Yeah. That's not necessarily everybody's dealing with the truth, and the truth comes out on the top.
You know, it's interesting. Back when I started the show, it's been about 17 years now, I was actually working with the then mayor, what was her name? Marianne Kusaka, former mayor Marianne Kusaka, and she had put together a group of people that were working with computer aspects of Y2K, and she was also interested in being community compliant, meaning kind of having a side thing. So I was actually selected as a community representative. And I got to meet a gentleman named Barry Hubbard, who worked with Kauai Electric. He was actually representing Kauai Electric on, it was kind of like a blue ribbon commission, they said, and there was people from Civil Defense, Red Cross, et cetera. And Barry Hubbard was one of the head guys, if not the head guy, at the Kauai level for Kauai Electric, and it was transitioning, of course, to KIUC at that time. And we became friends, and he was a Navy guy, and he said that we were talking actually about alternative energy devices and things that, you know, might be being held down. And I asked him from his experience, had he ever run across that? And he kind of chuckled and said, yeah, he'd absolutely run across that. And he said that this is 17 years ago, they had camps, they had boot camps where they would take people that were going to be on the front line of a major issue like this, and they would put them in a boot camp of propaganda is not the right word, but they would have the people walk out of their room in the morning and be surrounded by 20 press reporters and see how they worked. And they would just teach them to never sweat and to always know the right thing to say. And, you know, you can see that this issue, it's not just Kauai. Kauai just happens to be ground zero, but it's all over the world. But this is, I'm just looking at an article in Huffington Post about this as well. But, you know, a lot of money is going into this. But on the other side, and I'm going to try to remember the politician's name. It might have been Eric Cantor. He was running, I believe, in West Virginia. He outspent his opponent by, I think, 1,000%. It was 10 times. So I think, what would that be, 100% times? Yeah, 1,000%. And the other guy barely spent any money at all, and he won.
He won, yeah.
So, and Eric Cantor was a very entrenched politician. It was a shock. And that was the people actually speaking. I think the education level of the people is rising up. Now, on top of the state and federal issue, looking at whether 940 is valid or invalid, you've got the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which might trump, you know, even the federal level. So,
are people still talking about that? Geez, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, well,
partnership forever.
Yeah, you know, they kind of bury it. So, a lot of stuff going on. I don't know. It's interesting, and you know, I don't think it's going to be a waste of money, no matter what happens, because the education level is happening. I think it's going to be an endless discussion, and I don't know, that, like, talking about smart meters, there's places in Saskatchewan, Canada, where they're removing 100,000 smart meters. So just because something, we're losing a little ground on an issue today, doesn't mean that same issue might not switch around tomorrow.
Oh, right on, Carlos. Yeah. You give me a little bit of hope here, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm probably too wordy, but
our governor election just a little while ago, that gave me a little hope right there, too.
Yeah.
You know,
that was another shocker, wasn't it? Yeah.
Huh?
That was another shocker where you have someone deeply entrenched with a legacy of political history, and doesn't matter. So we'll see. Yeah. Do you have any candidates?
I hope everybody hasn't gone to sleep out there. I haven't heard much going on the radio. It's like, hey, we're going to listen to a lot of music. So you play wonderful music. I love Donovan Frankenreiter and stuff, but I don't know. It's like
Sometimes people just,
like,
it's too much.
Over or
yeah,
you know?
It's too much. Yeah, I've been, I was kind of curious because I always try to look at underlying reasons or motivations and, you know, watching Ebola in Africa, knowing the amount of rare earth minerals and oil. And back in 2012, we had the big Kony 2012 issue where when all was said and done, the whole thing looked like it was kind of a covert agenda to get a little foothold with AFRICOM to get our U.S. AFRICOM forces more entrenched there, and it didn't quite work. And we were going after what was that? Where was Assad? We were going after, was it Libya before? Not Gaddafi. What am I thinking of? But anyway, and we that was last year about this time, and then we managed to not go nuts there. And then here we are again with the ISIL or ISIS, and I find that fascinating that, you know, the president is not calling it the same thing as the media quite often. So, I don't know, it seems like Africa's in play, but it's a great time to be a human being and to try to be conscious and awake, and I would never give up hope, you know? It's we're here on the learning tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, I don't want to tie up the lines. I want to hear what everybody else got to say.
It might be a quiet Tuesday today.
I'll call back. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Well, interesting. I did have, let me see, federal judge, Kauai's law invalid. Huh. I did do a little bit of a shout-out to, whoops, let me get rid of that gentleman right there. I said we've got about 8 shows left before the political season, and we're going to try to squeeze as many of the county council candidates on here as we can in the next 8 weeks. So please, if you are a friend of one of the candidates, let them know that they are more than welcome on the show. And it does not matter who they are or what their perspective is. They'll get a great, very fair show. I can't talk about what the callers will ask, but it'll be very respectful and enjoyable in here. I'm curious. I'd love to get Police Chief Perry in here myself. Just what an interesting story. But I did put out a little feeler on Facebook, seeing what people thought we needed to talk about beyond the GMO issues. And I don't think I'm going to say. Let me see. I can say the first name, but some of them will be recognizable. Let me see. So I basically said, other than GMO pesticide use on the island, what issues would you like to see addressed by your county council candidates or other candidates? And one of the big ones that popped up was drug rehab that is sorely needed on the island. Another one said possible corruption and poor training in Kauai Police Department. But there you go. We've got a gigantic full-scale training exercise coming up tomorrow and the next day with the Kauai Police Department, a whole host of other entities. We've got another person wants more geoengineering discussion. They want to explore the concept of chem bombs, sustainability, and see if there's any education we can get out then. Let me see. ICLEI and the NGO, Non-Government Organizations for Agenda 21. Kauai did become a member via the Office of Economic Development in 2012. A lot of people are not too hip to the whole ICLEI. I call it ICLEI, but it's ICLEI. And Agenda 21, we'll probably have to go a little deeper in that after political season. Let me see. There is a comprehensive plan and budget for overall non-chemical island-wide food sustainability. The plan was developed between 2009 and 2012 in a collaborative effort. So let's put some focus on that. That was Auntie Pono, and she's a very outspoken person, so I can actually share that. What about the declaration of a state of emergency, Kauai, that was put to the public on May 13th? 2 weeks later, 2491 was introduced. What's that all about? The property tax issue. We do definitely need to cover that a lot more as well. Pat Hagen, who has a greater influence on political process, the donors or the actual citizens and constituents? I would also like to hear a politician that's currently on the county council address that one. That's Pat Hagen, a ranger who has moved off the island and is currently living in Glacier National Park or by the edge of it. Mental health issues and sustainability. Mahana Mari wanted to know about that. Ellen DeBain, increased property tax as it relates to county worker raises. Are county wages low? Which county workers will benefit? Do higher ranking or everyday guy benefit from this? Mary Murphy, police paid by County of Kauai, traffic tickets, money goes to courthouse. Is the municipal system corrupt? confiscated goods going to buy gym equipment? How about tampered evidence when the police change things on traffic citations? The administrations of courthouse allows files to go missing. Who is watching the hen house and why motor vehicle as defined 18 U.S. Code dash 31 for commercial purposes? I can't parse that myself right now. Let me see. Richard, what about Agenda 21? I'm sure it's being implemented here in Kauai. Can you find out how deep it's going? Someone named David, how about military testing? Is it actually killing the reefs? Do we have more information? Another listener, yes, there seems to be a schism on reef health. Also, just want to let you know, let me see, we like having different open-minded formats on the show. Thanks for bringing in different opinions. Huh? Thank you. One caller wants to talk about saving mankind. That same caller just said, I watch Ishmael, author David Quinn's new presentation, Saving the World, Moving Beyond Civilization. Another person wants to talk about property taxes. Another person, the smart grid represents a health, environmental, safety, and privacy hazard. Let me see. Ice-free Hawaii, where are we at with that? So those are just some topics that people are hoping that, let me see, go away. Sorry about that. Those are topics that they're hoping the county council candidates will come in and talk about. Anyway, the number here is 826-7771, and I notice about every, I don't know, 3 or 4 months we'll get a show that is just simply quiet. And I don't know if people are overwhelmed with what's happening outside of Kauai or inside of Kauai, but sometimes people just want to relax and listen to music. So the phone lines are open. This is Kauai Soapbox, and I'm happy to play music. I get to pretend I'm a DJ. Let me see if I have anything loaded up here. I think I do. We'll try this. Phone lines are open.
Up and down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't bad luck, I would not have no luck at all. Bad luck in trouble. Since I was 10, boy, 'cause you're a bad sight.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to keep on playing music, but I want to say aloha to Caledon, Ontario, Canada, Assense, Belgium, San Diego, Carlsbad, Japan, Las Vegas, Kilauea. Hey, you're listening online. We got people all over the planet. A lot of Japanese people listening. I would bet, though, they just leave their computers on because KKCR from about 12 till 6 or so in the morning, pretty much 7 days a week, plays amazing Hawaiian music all night streaming. So if you're in some other part of the world that is a different time than us and you're awake during that time, it's a great, great way to get some tasty Hawaiian music just streaming. Anyway, I'm going to keep playing music unless we get the phone calls because I'm experimenting with true listener-driven radio shows instead of force-feeding you what is on my mind. And believe me, there's so much going on right now in the world. It's fascinating. But I'm enjoying the music. So I'm going to switch over from Cream, one of the best bands ever in the world, to Little Black Keys. I don't know if that passes as a okay segue, but here it is.
Just like that. So you can still feel the same. Oh, hands on deck now. The sea is getting rough again.
We got a call coming in here. Where is that coming from? Oh, that little sneaky. I apologize. That's why I'm a talk show host and not a DJ. It's definitely an art. We do have some calls coming in. So someone just called up and said, why are you playing music? And I said, you know, I'm really trying to do a talk show where the listeners drive the content, and I'm not going to force feed you. And I love playing music. I always wanted to be a DJ. It's a dream of mine someday. But we do have a caller online. And we'll see what's on their mind. If something's on your mind, you can give us a call at 826-7771. Nothing is too crazy to talk about as long as you do not use the seven deadly words or slander or libel anybody. Those things get us a little upset. But what's on your mind, caller?
Hello, I'm Charlie Brown.
Hey, Charlie Brown. How you doing?
Good. good.
Charlie Brown, the inventor. Charlie Brown, the man trying to exploit the disparity of space for free energy. Am I correct?
That could go in a different direction of the zero energy from vacuum energy.
Okay.
I'm not in that. I just think there's a lot of ambient background heat. It's too uniform for general use, but heat itself is deceptive.
Now, we've done this before, and you jump right, you're like a 271 IQ, so you tend to fly over the heads of people sometimes when you just jump right in. So to keep it brief and to just help the listeners out, what is your basic fascination? I know you're an inventor, and you're fascinated with inventions concerning energy production. So what are you working on these days?
Well, I'm a would-be inventor, because I think that this main concept will seed a lot of other inventions.
Okay.
We've been off the second law of thermodynamics. Just gotten to be a unquestioned fact of nature, and it's at the top of the scientific principles. And I don't think it's true.
Do you think it's a conspiracy to keep us from thinking outside of the box, or do you think it's ignorance or just naivete? We haven't stumbled on the theory of everything that works yet.
It's paradigm lock, I call it. I don't know if there's a distinction between what you said.
Well, paradigm lock would be stuck inside the box or in the box thinking, being afraid to think outside the box. Like right now, there's a gigantic debate going on about global warming or anthropomorphic or anthropogenic climate change, and there's a lot of scientists actually that don't agree with it, but they are frowned upon in the institutes of higher learning to even question it. I just also watched an interesting thing today by architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, and basically this is over 2,000 architects and engineers with doctorate level degrees and full certification from technical schools that all dispute the story of 9/11 as it stands with buildings 1, 2, and 7 and how they could collapse. So at the time, there were so many people that said, what does it matter? You know, it doesn't matter. It's already happened. But that's in-the-box thinking, and it's very interesting when you apply that to science. You know, you get out of politics, there's a lot of box thinking in politics, but you get to science, and if you can't think outside of the box, you can't invent outside of the box. So thank goodness we have sci-fi writers and movies like Star Trek or The Matrix to expand our brains a little bit.
Yeah, one thing is that the Coast to Coast show did have one of the proponents of alternate 9/11 on the show, and they talked about things.
Hmm. For a long time, you got labeled a wacko, but luckily now there's enough people around the world that have the credentials to be allowed to question, because more and more, I don't think we're kind of being trained not to question the status quo, whatever it is.
Yeah, maybe an industry that would keep us from getting to new things. As a bridge to that, I could say about nanothermite that as you make particles smaller in the same shape, their surface area increases at the same rate as a decrease in size. In other words, something 10 times smaller will have 10 times the surface area. Ooh, I pushed buttons on my slide.
Now we're getting into fractals. So real quick, so we keep things moving, what are you working on lately? What's your what's floating your science boat, so to speak?
I'm just trying to get people. I did have a contact from Los Angeles, and one thing is I just got a cell phone from subsidized so I could afford it, and so I found it has a nice contact list, and I can keep track of people and call them quickly.
You know, it'd be nice to have a place where inventors on the island could meet once a month and just stimulate each other.
Yeah, and for now we have the radio shows. Thanks, the talk shows. If inventors get a little time on it now.
Real quick, I do want to say that you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, also K224CQ Anahola, and K284AL Haleiwa. And we're streaming around the world at www.kkcr.org, and it's 5:04. So I just wanted to get that station business out of the way.
Yeah, very good. Well, one thing that this concept of heat could go sideways in information, because somebody wanted to make a strict analogy between the thermodynamics and statistics and stuff like that. So if you break the second law of thermodynamics, that would give hope to being able to get more information, like through a radio channel. So I would like to have a special chip made to try out an idea I have there. And so these ideas are beyond my ordinary means and need people.
So would you say your biggest problem personally is not out of the box thinking, it's getting funded?
You're fading in and out of the mouthpiece or something. I can't. What did you say?
I said it sounds like your biggest problem is not coming up with the concepts, but it's getting funded.
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's one thing that second law of thermodynamics people get is there was explicit statement in the Kauai Currents, the Kauai Utility magazine, that anybody that wants to violate the laws of science and get energy by unusual means to fraud and shouldn't be listened to. But one way I have a way around that is I might not care about the money personally, I might not care about the business personally, but there's somebody who will make a prototype, a company that has nanotechnology on tap that will make a prototype for $35,000. So somebody else can pay them because they're a trustworthy corporation.
Well, real quick, just for people that are a little far from physics, because I was, and I'm not this smart that I remembered, I had to look it up, but second law of thermodynamics states that the entropy of an isolated system never decreases because isolated systems always evolve towards thermodynamic equilibrium, a state with maximum entropy. So,
yes.
Interesting. Well,
another way to put it is heat only goes downhill, like if you could... Isaac Newton discovered that when he saw a rod in a fireplace, he noticed that the heat would only travel from the fire to the room instead of the other way around.
Do you think that has a parallel in marriage, that that marriage becomes less hot, or do you think that breaks the paradigm?
I'm
qualified. I'm just kidding. Well, Charlie, how do people get in touch with you if they are inventors? Because we've had you on the show, and we've actually, I think, had you in the studio one time. And
yeah.
It's you're a delightful conversation. And the last we were talking, it's been maybe almost 10 years, but you were trying to do something with heat disparity on a multi-diode chip or something. It's been a long time. Did you follow that up?
Well, that product, I had mixed success with that in the assembler. Who is doing it out of generosity, does not want to make the second version where I might have solved the problem. And technically, it's that the diode just sitting on the wires might not work, and you might have to put a resistor in series with each one. That's my workaround. I can't quite explain it, but that might make the diode array work where that harness Johnson noise, which is the random motion of electrons. You'll get that in a radio channel. The more bandwidth you have, the more of this random hiss you get in a AM channel, say.
Did you hear Stephen Hawking recently say that messing with the God particle, otherwise known as the Higgs boson particle, could actually destroy the universe?
I think there's also people that believe that a black hole be created and will grow.
That was kind of relevant to his thing. So that's the ultimate arrogance. You know, we can destroy our planet, but when you start talking about destroying the universe, that gets a little, I don't know, we might have to make a movie about that.
Okay, the more more deep down the particle is, the more we can destroy with it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Charlie, before we say aloha, how can people get in touch with you if they are inventors?
Yeah, the policy is I can't have a landline and a cell phone, so I went for the cell phone, so I changed my phone number, even though there's a referral.
Okay, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 359 5151.
Well, that's easy. Okay, 808-359-5151. And seriously, if you're an inventor or a tinker or a gadget person out there, Charlie Brown is actually the real thing. We had him on one time, and we had people grilling you from all different professions, engineers, mathematicians, and you did pretty well in the studio.
Yeah, sometimes they have their scientific and gloves on. Who do you think you are? It never happened to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Once again, Charlie Brown, Kauai inventor. I've known him for over 10 years, and he's the real thing. 808-359-5151. Have you ever talked to Nassim, the I don't even know what I would call him, an experimental, conceptual, cosmic physicist, but he's quite an intelligent guy in Kauai as well. Spend some time here.
Maybe, I don't think quite in the new box that I jumped into. I did manage to get a pencil, so do you have his number?
I don't have his number, but I've got yours, and what I'll do when I get home is get it to you.
Okay.
All right, Charlie Brown.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, KKCR Kauai Soapbox. You'd never know what the next call is going to be. Our number is 826-7771. And I don't know, what do you think? What's going on out there in the world? We've got Ebola in Africa. We've got Ferguson has died down but brought a lot more intention and attention to the militarization of police. One of our first callers on today's show spoke about that. And it's not in some far-off place. Even places in Hawaii are getting some of the high-tech militarized equipment. But crime is not stopping either. But it's very interesting. I wonder how much effect a police force has on the future of crime with powerful tools like this, if it functions as an intimidation or if criminals are going to just be doing their criminal stuff anyway. 826-7771. Let me see. I've got some, I don't know. Who do you follow the Black Keys up with? It's impossible. They're one of my all-time favorites, and they're new, too. But, boy, their sound has got that old sound. This is just a weird one I threw in to be eclectic, I guess. Kind of sticking with the rock theme, the classic, but this is that weird 80s, 90s. Be back after this.
Let them knock you in the ground. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush you rock and roll. And let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
the Cars, Good Times Roll, and I had to do a crazy thing with one of my other favorite all-time guys, Jimi Hendrix, doing his take on the Good Times Rolling. Little bit of a different flavor.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like the mine of love gold. I'm all sugar, let the good time roll. Hey. Make believe that keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Hey.
Okay, Jimmy, I guess there's a little scratch on that CD. Didn't see that coming. What do? We're going to rush to Van. No phone calls are coming in, but you guys, it's your fault. You're letting me play the music, and I'm loving it, so let's keep playing music until you get something that's burning and must be spoken of. Oh, someone took the bait. Okay, 826-7771. This is Kauai Soapbox, and it's a call-in show, but I'm playing music because no one's calling in. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me again. Nobody's calling in, so I thought I'd give you a call back.
I knew there was a reason. There's so many things to talk about, but I'm actually trying to experiment with what would happen if a talk show host actually let the callers do the talking.
Well, it depends. It all seems to be everybody's got enough of, you know, cultural dope or whatever you want to call it to be pacified with the way things are.
Yeah.
And, you know, the TV's going on and everybody's enjoying their TV. And
do you have a TV?
We got the ocean. Everybody's surfing today, too. So, you know, that's good. And
do you actually have a TV yourself?
No, I don't.
You know,
I don't even have a computer.
Oh, wow. You're hardcore.
I don't text, okay?
So do you see people in your life? Are there people out there? How does that work?
I have an answer. It's been that long ago that we didn't even have answering issues.
My goodness. Do you remember the pagers? I'm old enough. I remember the pagers.
Pagers? I had one.
Where I was, it was only the drug dealers and the heavy businessmen and women had the pagers.
Uh-huh.
So that was the late 70s, early 80s, boy. So what else is on your mind?
Well, let's see. As we were talking, what he just mentioned, that thing of the cultural dope like that, is everybody's got this cultural idea, you know, and it's kind of American ideal over here pretty much supplanted over top of everything else, but I don't know if that's the right word, but everybody's used to the way it is. Everybody is kind of looking like, yeah, well, the earth may be ending, you know, we may be annihilating ourselves, but it's all right. We're busy right now, and we're happy with the way our life is flowing along. And it's but this cultural belief that we can, you know, take resources unlimited and just keep doing it as the population expands, extract more resources. But that seems to be coming to an end. I mean, for man's been around for a long time, for millions of years we were around before we started, you know, becoming organized man as far as business and that sort of thing. We knew how to exist on the earth, but at this point we don't know how to exist on earth anymore.
Yeah.
We're on this railroad train that's heading toward destruction right now.
Well, and the concept of
heard about it, you know.
Yeah, the concept of what obligation do we have to the future? We all got it in the 60s and 70s about pollution. We didn't all get it, but it was given to us, and those that had a compassionate beating heart got it. But, you know, we're still at the waning edge of, if you can do it and you're technically not polluting in a way that the EPA is okay with or something, you literally can go and squeeze the last drop of resources out of a resource. And, you know, I'm curious, do we have an obligation to the future?
Money is controlling, you know, some of those decision makers as to who gets to squeeze that last drop and when that last drop is coming, you know.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't know. Somebody mentioned a book on this about, what was it, Ishmael. And I read that the other day, and it was pretty good, and it kind of was along those lines of, you know, civilized man, since, you know, we started in the crescent, the Fertile Crescent, or whatever you want to call it over there, theoretically anyway, getting together and growing food as, instead of hunter-gatherers, we started organizing society and stuff like that.
Yeah, didn't you have the concept of the givers and the takers, too?
Yeah, exactly.
Or the makers, the takers and the makers or something like that. That was a phenomenal book.
The leavers, the takers and the leavers.
The takers and the leavers.
The hunter-gatherers who could take what they needed and they would leave the rest, like the wild kingdom is. They say the lion will kill one gazelle in a whole herd, but he won't kill all the rest of them off just to kill them. You just got to take that one, and then the gazelles will relax and, you know, go back to grazing around.
I do want to say to the other caller who's behind you in the queue, I see you, you're blinking, and I will get to you. There was no calls, and so we were rocking out, but now we're starting to get the calls.
Right,
yeah,
so
your thought, to wrap up your thought, what was it?
I don't know, to encompass the whole thing in just a sentence or something like that. I'll have to get back to you later.
Well, okay. it's an easy day to get through today. It's usually a little busier, but that's a phenomenal book, by the way. I think the author was David Quinn. I'm not exactly sure if I'm remembering right. Or Daniel Quinn. Maybe Daniel Quinn. And the book was Ishmael. And it is one of my all-time favorite books. But, you know, some people might think that's a little naive or something. But, you know, I even liked Ayn Rand. I don't necessarily agree with everything she wrote. But, you know, I like some of those quirky books.
Hey, I heard today that there is some kind of new release by this guy in video by that Daniel Quinn.
Yeah, absolutely. I just mentioned it on the air. I don't have any details, but somebody just told me the same thing, so I'm going to go try it. And I might even try to get him on the show. I bet he would.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get that other caller on there.
No, they just went away.
Oh, you went?
It was too long. Too long a talk. But we just line up. I did just get a text from somebody in L.A. that's from Kauai that wrote a letter to the county council tomorrow, so I'll read that next.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Carlos.
All right.
Bye.
Aloha. 826-7771. Boy, am I being too laissez-faire, too casual in here? Anyway, well, this is interesting. I have there's a couple of computers in the office here or in the studio, and I can actually see when the listeners go up or down online. We usually hang right around 30 online listeners, but when I started playing the rock and roll, the classic stuff, we went up to 50. So that's telling me something. Maybe it's time for me to evolve into a music DJ. I don't know. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I know enough about music. I just love it. I'm a music lover, not a knower. But anyway, we've got more calls. 826-7771, half an hour left. don't wait till the end. If you're thinking about it, somebody else is too. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to call because I could. And I just want to put out there about the beach use, how many people are using the beach, and should that be regulated as it is in some places like Florida here?
So you want to put a limit on the daily or hourly use of the beach?
Yes.
Interesting. That's going to stir some soup dishes. So how would that work?
Certain beaches.
Yeah, okay. So how would it work?
Well, you can have some sort of gate that you come through, and, you know, so many per hour are allowed.
Oh,
there.
You did not just bring up the G word.
Cost or anything, but you know, I mean, they do that with other places. Why not the beach?
Yeah, just keep it so we don't ever get to a tipping point in a day. Boy, someday you could still catch Hanalei Bay empty, completely empty some days, and then other days it's just unbelievably packed.
Yeah, you can catch it empty if it's like.
But you heard me
morning or raining. Heavy.
A few minutes ago, I used the laissez-faire word. That was in regards to business then. But so I kind of like to be more of a laissez-faire guy with these things, and I hope that humans self-regulate. When you start putting up gates and using the G words and everything, I don't know, it freaks me out.
Sure, and that's why we don't do it. But, you know, it might be a wise thing to do. You might want to consider it. You might want to consider it, Carlos.
Well, I can't help it now. You've put it into my soup. Now it's stuck in my gray matter for the rest of my life.
I don't think it would hurt anything, actually.
Well, you got the phones blinking.
I want to see.
You got the phones blinking.
Sunscreen. I think sunscreen is really bad for the reef.
Well, sunscreen's bad for human beings, if you just read the news in the last couple of days. They're actually finding a correlation to skin cancer that is higher with sunscreen. But you've got the calls blinking, so I'm going to see if anyone's taking you up on your limit beach use.
Aloha.
826-7771. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, first of all, I don't know who the heck was that lady that was speaking about putting gates on our beaches. Go on. She doesn't even belong here, so she didn't even sound like she's from here. For two, my people and my grandparents and my family and my bloodline been here many, many of years, born and raised here. So that person who was talking about putting a gate up in front of our beaches, for one, that beaches belongs to our people. Doesn't belong to any fool that wants to put up a gate or have their own opinion, which is, you know, I respect everyone's opinion, but, you know, if it's a stupid one, don't just put it all up on the radio. It's going to upset local people, because especially if that person that called, which sounds like it wasn't even a local of ours, she should be really watching her mouth and carefully what she said, especially something that is very stupid. You know what I mean? For one.
Yeah, it was a pretty provocative statement.
Enough politics and BS going around on our island.
Yep.
There's a lot that's going to happen soon, because there's a lot of overloaded people. There's things that will happen and it's going to happen. And for the people that have lack of communication, that just move here, this is my work for the people that just move here to our island. Learn your history. Learn your facts. You don't know about what's happening on the island, don't be putting your 2 cents where it doesn't belong, because you're going to get yourself into a whole lot of trouble.
Well, I knew that call was coming.
All right, bro. Aloha.
Aloha. And that is why we're open lines and uncensored, just to make sure everybody gets to share their opinion. We had another caller. They did not want to wait. I'm going to jump onto another line just on the off chance, but it might not be for me. KKCR.
Hi.
Did you want to go on the air?
I did.
You're coming in on our sneaky secret line. I don't know how you know that. Do you know people in high places? Low people in high places?
I just figured it out.
So what's on your mind?
771 isn't working, then 774 must be. The lady who wanted to regulate the beaches because of the wear and tear.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's an incredible opportunity to have the tourist industry and maybe the high schools really educate everybody about what the reefs need and what the ocean needs to be taken care of.
Mm. And what's a different way that could be dealt with? Like if you were king for a day or a millennium? Would you start with
I would just press the care button on everybody. But.
Would you just start with the kids because the adults are a lost cause? Or what would you do?
No, I don't think anybody's a lost cause. I don't think anybody at the Lost Cause. Yeah. People might just be too busy and not accessing the...
Well, boy, for years we were talking about the gate at Coquet, and that really upset a lot of people, me included.
Oh, a gate at Coquet is a horrible idea. It's everybody's sanctuary, and the ocean is everybody's sanctuary, too.
Yeah,
and so if we can kind of get everybody to consider it a sanctuary somehow, I don't know if that's brainwashing or not, but it seems logical to me that we should care about our places.
Well, interesting concept, and you heard the gentleman that called right after the caller wanted the gate.
Unfortunately, I didn't, because I was on my way out of the house.
He was born, bred, and raised here, and felt like that was very much the wrong direction to go in, to put gates on the beach.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think education is a good thing.
Common sense, boy. If we can get a little vitamin vitamin C for common sense.
Common sense campaign. I think that's a marvelous idea.
Well, you got the phone lines lighting up too. So I guess the gate story was the tipping point for today's show. I don't get to play any more music.
Well, who knows?
I'm going to take some more calls.
People will let you. Okay, and it was very lovely music. Thank you.
All righty. Thanks. Bye bye. Oops. Sorry. I know who you are, and you know me too. So I'm sorry I cut you off. What's on your mind, caller?
Carlos, I just wanted to say, first of all, the lady that just called about putting gates up on the beach is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. She's out of her mind. But what I really wanted to ask you was, I don't know if you've talked about Fukushima radiation lately. I wanted to get your opinion on what we're exposed to, and more importantly, if our kids are at risk from going in the ocean now or in the near future here on Kauai.
Well,
and I'm about to go out of range down to Lumahai, so I'm going to sign off, but I'll be listening on the radio.
You're going to leave me hanging on this one by myself.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. just give us your two-minute opinion on if we're at risk, if our kids are at risk, and what the future looks like.
Okay, I'll do that.
For Fukushima. Thanks.
All right. Very interesting. I actually was just doing some reading on Fukushima yesterday. It continues to dump billions of becquerels. Of units of energy of radioactive cesium out into the ocean. The scientific corporate status quo continues to stand by the statement that the ocean's so big it can absorb all that pollution. It is continuously going into the ocean. There are Geiger counters. I've got a kind of a nice lab myself, but there are Geiger counters that are specifically calibrated for the cesium family. I believe it's 134, 137. And different times in the last 3 or 4 years, I've kind of tried to do a few fundraisers. They're not too expensive. They're under $10,000. But you actually tow them behind a boat in the water, and you can get a good reading on what's happening with the cesium plume. And it is heading this way, and it is dispersing in the greatness of the ocean, but at some point, I don't think the ocean could even swallow that up. But interesting little tidbit. I fly over to Canada twice a year because my kids are in school there, and I bring a whole bunch of – not a whole bunch. That's a bad scientific amount. Let's say three. I usually bring over three Geiger counters, and I actually had a Geiger counter stolen from my luggage this time as I was heading over to Canada. And I was very heartened in April when I came up, because we actually got all the way up to Tofino on Vancouver Island up above Victoria, maybe a couple hundred miles. And then I was able to take a float plane and actually head up past Tofino with the Geiger counter to an area that's got some natural hot springs, and it was a seaplane, so we got to land in the water and I got to take some readings. And then I took them at Ucuilet. And I did find one extremely hot particle at Ucuilet, and literally it probably was a microscopic particle, but it's so strong that it was an off-the-chart read. But in general, all up the coast of Vancouver Island, as far as I went in April, and inland, I went all the way up to Port Campbell. I think it's called Campbell River. I think it's Campbell River, but it's way up on the Inner Passage. And our, let me see, counts per minute. I don't want to go into millirems or millisieves, but the counts per minute, which is what I've been doing on Kauai just because it's easy for most people, has been around 30. It was 40 counts per minute average ambient background radiation for the first year after Fukushima, and it's actually dropped down to about 35, so that's very heartening for me. But anyway, when I went up the Inner Passage all along the coast. I didn't get much over 11 or 12 counts per minute. And that's very, you know, for me, I have a, aside from being a human being on this planet, I've got kids that are literally going to school on the coast of Victoria, Vancouver Island. So I keep an eye on it. But I have not noticed any high reads. I continue to check vegetables and mushrooms and different plants that bioaccumulate. I also check meat. I check pork. And on occasion, I have hunters drop off little bits of Kauai wild pig, which incidentally, if you know who I am, you can always get me a little piece of wild boar if you get it, and I'll test it. It takes a long time. It takes like 20 hours to really do a real test because the bioaccumulation at this point is very low. But if you've been following the news last week, there was a gigantic headline in Germany. The pigs there, the wild boars, are highly radioactive because the mushrooms bioaccumulate. But that's not Fukushima. That is Chernobyl fallout. So interesting stuff. A lot of stuff you can do if you've got kids. A lot of stuff you could do. I don't know these days. I don't feel comfortable about talking about it on the air because I'm not a doctor and I don't want to prescribe anything. But I can tell you the traditional thinking about certain things. If you run across me or you find me on Facebook or email or something like that, I love to share. There's a lot of stuff you can do. But for now, there has been no great change in the ambient background radiation of Kauai and the Hawaiian Islands. Based on my equipment, I'm not a professional. I've been doing it for 3.5 years pretty intensely. But we're in a pretty good place. But I will say there's one thing you can mix in your kids' smoothies called zeolite. And you can get it at just about any health food store. And it absorbs all sorts of stuff from the digestive system. They actually use it where there's been radioactive spills and fallout situations. They use zeolite massively. It's one of their go-to elements to dump on it. But anyway, I know who the caller is. I'll track you down personally and give you my story. But that's what it is for now. I'm sticking with it. We've got 35 more minutes or 25 more minutes. We got Jazz with John coming up next. And I get to experiment coming up with his scheme on our new computer. It's called The Scheme. But, John, you hid the county council report, so we don't know where it is. We couldn't find it.
Where it always is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Then you can put your scheme. I have an empty slot for you on the scheme diagram, or you can put it on yours. Anyway, I've got time for a few more calls, some good music, hopefully. And I do have something I want to read real quick. And the person that's online right now, I'm sure you can hear me. I'm going to get to you right after this because somebody just texted me from L.A. that is a Kauai resident and wanted to read this. To all council members, if we as a county allow corporations with almost endless funds to dictate our laws through the threat of action or lawsuits, we basically let them write the laws for this county. We need to stand up to these chemical companies or any companies, and if it's the money that's the issue, I propose a counter lawsuit that will generate monies for the county and its residents that ultimately end up paying the price for the actions of these corporations. Look around at lawsuits filed against these exact same corporations where they are having to pay millions to communities for pollution and adverse effects of their practices. They are being forced to pay. We too can get paid, but disclosure is the first step. Of course, nothing can be proven if we don't know what is being sprayed. Once these chemical cocktails are revealed, the dots will be much easier to connect. So no wonder these biotech giants are fighting tooth and nail, even suing us, the county, as the good neighbors they claim to be. We will be watching this vote closely. I'd like to say it's a classic example of democracy versus corruption. Mahalo, Halim Hamid. Anyway, so Halim, there it is. Just another vector to get into KKCR. You can actually text me. You know what? If you're out there with a pen and you want to write my number down during the show, you can text me and I will read it on the air if you're too shy, because some people just don't want to go on the air and talk. And, you know, you can recognize their voice if you want anonymity. Anyway, so that was Halim Hamid, who did say it was okay to disclose his name. You can also ask me to do it anonymously, and I'm going to take a few more calls. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I think I can. I was about to turn my radio down, but I'm going to walk away from it instead.
Okay.
And I just appreciate Halim, or the gentleman who just texted you to share his testimony to the council. I think that's what that was.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I thought that's a kind of a cool way, because some people, they're just too shy. They, no matter what, they could be a genius, but they don't want to go on the air. And that's a new vector. So I'm giving my phone number out, 808-635-9382. And what's on your mind, caller?
Right on. Well, I just wanted to, and I don't know if you talked about this, so tell me if you have, but tomorrow I believe the council is going to check in with legal counsel. So our county council will check in with the county attorney and their staff, and then the hired guns for the bill 960 or ordinance 960, whether the county should appeal the decision that the federal judge had ruled last month.
Well, judging from the participation in this and the interest by the citizens of this county from a diverse range of professionals to people that are professional livers of life on the other extreme that, you know, maybe don't hold down a standard job, but they're out there doing their thing, and everyone in between, I would hope that the county does find it, you know, in its best interest to stand up to this. It's just, that seems a little intimidating. And if we make all our decisions based on the threat of legal implications, I don't know, we're going to start fitting in a very small box.
Well, there's a chorus of folks that are suggesting that we've spent enough money already. We're throwing money away now. That we shouldn't spend any more money on legal fees to defend what has kind of been described as a flawed document. And so that issue is in front of the council tomorrow. So if folks are so interested, they could send a letter of testimony to the council. I'm not sure of the exact council address, but if they went to the county website, they could find the testimony at kauaicouncil.gov or something like that. So please don't take my word for it, but they're going to hear it, and I think it's going to go into an executive session, and after that there'll be some public testimony available, but obviously if you can't make it down in person, which most of us can't, if we have the time we and are so motivated, we could write a letter in support of the legal action to defend the county's right to know and the county's involvement. And essentially, that's what it comes down to. Does the county have a right? And the federal judge said no, and some people believe him. And I guess in a legal process, it sure seems that if you have an avenue for appeal, you exercise that that right until it's exhausted. Otherwise, you're kind of giving up, and I don't think we really gain to give up on this issue.
Well, of course, it's an issue that's that is so close to home, it is home. But beyond that issue, it's the issue in general of does money create the law at this point? And does the person that has the most money get to write the law or interpret the law as they see fit based on the amount of money they can spend for their legal counsel or advertising, etc.? And, you know, this is it's kind of crazy. So it would be a great time for people of Kauai to express their beliefs, whether they feel like we've spent too much money already or if they feel like it doesn't matter how much this costs, it's a priceless resource and we need to defend it. So it's a good time, and thank you. It's a really good night to be emailing your county councilors. And it's unfortunate that we have these meetings when most people during traditional work hours are unable to attend.
Yeah, I think that there's a whole lot to be said for trying to reinvent government that would work a little bit better. I think most of us would agree that government just is not an efficient model for conducting business, yet that's exactly what needs to get done, and some business needs to
occur. Well, it's extremely efficient for the people who have the money to work within the status quo right now. It's extremely efficient.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to argue with the call-in host, but I would disagree saying that it takes a lot of money for them to get that done. So I don't know how efficient it is.
Well,
they get it done because they have the resources.
What I'm saying is for you and I, it's not efficient, but for, you know, giant corporations that have the money set aside in their budget to do this kind of thing, to influence legislation and interpretation of that legislation, it works for them. So
it definitely works.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's a good that was what Halim Hamid's text was about, was the meeting tomorrow.
Thank you. So, if you have an opportunity just to share that one more time before the end of the hour, that would be great. It was well written and a sentiment that I think many of us share.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Aloha. 826-7771. We've got 15 minutes left. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha.
Hi.
Carlos.
Hey.
Hey, man. First of all, it's great to hear you back on the air, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I took a few weeks getting my kids settled in college in Canada.
Hey, you're a good dad.
They might not agree. What's on your mind?
This is what's on my mind. I voted in the primary, and I was super disappointed in the results. But then I comfort myself in saying that the people that voted so much on the kind of pro-GMO side of things, they've got out and voted. So this general election coming up, please, people, you know, we need a fighter. We don't need somebody that goes against our own Kauai Council and says, well, we're going to get sued, so I don't want to go along with this. We need a fighter, and Dustin Barca is going to be the fighter, man. And I just so hope that everybody gets out there and votes. And I saw an article in the Garden Island about, you know, was it worth the cost of these lawsuits for us to go out and make these bills and process? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is Kauai. You know, it's probably the most pristine place on the planet. And for them to be doing these types of chemical cocktails here on this island is unacceptable. And the fact that they won't even disclose and show people what they're spraying, and people are getting sick and doing it next to schools and hospitals, you know, it's just unacceptable. So hang in there off Kauai and go out and vote big time.
Go out and vote and let your elected officials know what you want. You're paying them to represent you. So
yeah.
Hopefully they're doing a good job of it. You know, right when you called, someone took me up on my offer to read their text. You can stay on the line with me because you actually both mentioned chemicals. Regarding the health of our island, the chemtrails over the west side of the island have been very intense, yesterday and today especially. Consistent lines in the sky and the air totally polluted. The sunset last evening was the red glow intense type, indicating the high level of pollution. Curious to know if others like myself see it and have the dry eyes and respiratory effects. That is from a person who wishes to be anonymous, and you can do that. I do have the text on my phone, so I promise never to create fake texts or anything, but here it is. So that was it. So the chemtrail thing is very interesting. It's starting to be mentioned all around the planet, and other governments are actually starting to acknowledge it. And here in the U.S., you're still considered a tinfoil lunatic if you talk about it. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't take the time to learn their clouds. And I believe it's the cirrus family that most resemble chemtrails. So it's really good for people to make sure they know their clouds, because if you start taking pictures of an obvious cirrus cloud and telling everyone it's a chemtrail, you know, you're going to lose a little bit of your cred. I did watch, we had 5 days of cobalt blue skies in Victoria, which has a big airport right there and a lot of traffic going over to Europe and Asia through there. And there were not a single contrail in 5 days. And planes were going all the time. And the weather didn't change, nothing changed. And then on the sixth day, we had an amazing amount of contrails. The temperature was the same. I checked the weather that evening to see if there was anything happening in the stratosphere, and there was nothing different. So it sure is curious how you can have 5 or 6 days with not a single thing in the sky. And I did watch one plane fly by amidst all the others that were leaving long-term contrails. And one plane flew by, and I actually took video because the contrail behind that one was gone within 2 minutes. It was 2 minutes behind, and it was gone. So something's going on up there. Anyway,
I agree with you, Carlos. But what's the point of this? Is it to knock out crops that we grow in our backyard so that we have to rely on genetically modified organisms? You know,
Who knows? I will say that they're finding high levels of aluminum and bromium in the chemtrails, and it's very interesting, and I've verified this. One of the companies that everyone loves to point their fingers at, that is not one of the chemical companies on Kauai, but everyone uses them as the figurehead, but it's Monsanto, has a large amount of new crops that are resistant to aluminum in the soil. That's the patent is based on aluminum in the soil. So I find that fascinating because it's something that was never an issue in the past, aluminum in the soil. So who knows? Anyway, anything else? I got a few more calls and texts.
God bless you, Carlos, and keep up the good work.
I'll take that. Thank you.
All right. Aloha.
All right. I did have another caller actually take me up on my offer to post texts if they come in through a legitimate number, and I'm going to start doing that. So this caller texted me and said, could you please share that letters of clemency for Dr. Harold Tex Spear are due before November. Letters can be sent to President Obama. Dr. Spear was actually a very dear friend of mine who kind of got tangled up in an online pharmacy thing. Some people felt it was a scam. Other people felt it was him just trying to make medicine available to the most. But anyway, unfortunately, he came out on the wrong end of it, and he is currently serving quite a hefty sentence. So if you're someone that feels like Dr. Harold Tex Spear should be considered by our current president for clemency, the due date for closure of those open letters is November. So there's no other address. But anyway, I kind of like the idea of the listeners being able to text in at 808-635-9382. And if you're too scared, too shy, or too much in a hurry, you can send a quick text and I will read it on the air. Anyway, we've got more calls coming in less than 10 minutes left. So if you're waiting to do it, now's the time. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got a this is a political campaign coming up. With the county council, the police chief is running for county council?
Yes.
I'm puzzled. Doesn't he have enough to do as a cop?
Well, he would
he would
actually step down, I believe, from his position as the chief of police.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if he was going to moonlight doing that. I know most of the cops on the island moonlight as security and all this stuff, so I didn't realize he stepped down. So that is a relief. So I figured he'd have enough to do policing.
I'm actually very fascinated, and I'm actually going to work to try to get him on the air, not to get him elected or not get him elected, because I don't care about that, but I'm fascinated at the motivation of a police chief to want to move from that sector of serving the county into being a county councilor. It's kind of interesting.
I was puzzled, too. I think it's a stepping stone myself.
Mm.
It's the first run to political office, basically, is what I was thinking. But also an issue I had that was awful, pressing on my mind, was he wants $70,000 for exercise equipment. Can't they go out and walk around the block like the rest of the world? $70,000 is a lot of money for a Stairmaster, isn't it?
Well, you know, I do know that the police athletic league was sponsoring kids in these workout programs, and they had amazing gyms that they made available to groups like the Kauai Sea Scouts, et cetera. So I really couldn't speak about the validity unless I knew what it was for. If it was just for the officers, certainly we all would love a healthy police officer if they were responding to a crime happening that involved us and they were chasing down a bad guy. You know, but interesting.
It'd be nice if they were there before the crime even happened. That would be kind of nice for the police department to look at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just curious on some of the issues that are going on in the political ring. But I'm all for guys that, a great quote I heard, an honest man is God's finest work.
Hmm.
So that might be something for these political guys to look into instead of just padding their wallets and stuff like that. But if the cops are going to buy exercise equipment for the kids, all for kid program. It doesn't matter what it is. The kids need our help and support.
Well, let's check it out. Maybe I'll sniff around and see what I can find out. I'd love to get him on the air as well and just see what his thinking is in running for office. That's a fascinating story.
Yeah. I'm curious, too. But I'm glad I was kind of putting the straight on this because I don't really follow much of the news, but I appreciate you guys' program. It's what keeps me up to date, so good on you.
Well, what do you think before I got a caller on hold, but what do you think about the format of not trying to push the agenda but just letting the callers call in? Does it create too much airspace, or what do you think?
No, it's all good. If you do have an agenda, and I'm sure it's an important one, That's fine to follow that. But a lot of guys, like for me, I just got home, so I wasn't even sure if it was an agenda program or just call in. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it was an agenda, you'd have to repeat every 5 minutes. This is an agenda.
Well, I've been on the air for about 17 years, I used to want to try to save the world. And now I've heard a great expression, beware of people who want to save the world because they often want to rule it too. I just want the callers to call in.
Yeah, that doesn't apply to everybody. I think to have a good heart and a little purity is wonderful. And good luck to your children in school, too.
That's a
great place in life that they're at right now.
It sure is. It's a blessing. My wife and I, neither of us got to do the college thing, so it's kind of exciting.
Same here. Yeah. So I'm glad the kids get a chance.
All right, my friend. Well, I'll hear you next Tuesday. If you call in, I'm going to have Joanne Yukimura on. Counselor Joanne Yukimura from 4 to 5. So we'll get her in the hot seat and ask her questions.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Just a few more minutes, Jazz with John. I did get a few more texts come through. Someone said, I went to Belgium a few years ago with my sister. I have never seen so many chemtrails, but we are quickly catching up. In Belgium, they started first. First thing in the morning, sorry, it was two parts to that text. First thing in the morning and continued all day. We'd wake up to blue skies, and by mid-morning, the skies would be gray, gloomy, and weird. Ask, believe, receive. So, if you've been someone that's been denying chemtrails or thinking anyone that speaks about them is crazy, you might want to check into the news because they are starting to be acknowledged. Geoengineering is starting to be acknowledged by governments around the world. We're a little behind in that in the U.S., but who knows? I don't know what it's all about. We've got a great jazz program coming up at 6 o'clock. I'm probably going to play some music unless I get one last. Yep, there's the last call. This will be the last call. So if it's you, you're on. If it's not, we'll get you next Tuesday when I have Joanne Yukimura at 4. And for the next 8 weeks, I'm going to try to get as many county councilors, candidates as I can. What's on your mind, caller?
Hey, just wanted to say if people have seen the movie or can check it out on the Internet, it's called What in the World Are They Spraying? And I believe there's also Why in the World Are They Spraying? And, like, Who in the World is Spraying? So these are some team of people in Maui that put this movie together that's super educational, and it's also definitely one of those really important issues. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful Kauai day. Aloha.
Aloha. That's the last call. I'm going to set John up here. We'll play a little music, and then we will stream out of here. See you next Tuesday. Thanks for your calls. And my number, if you've got an idea for a show or something you want to follow up on, it's 808-635-9382. Strange one today with mostly music, but we got some calls at the end. We'll be back. Let me see. Do we still have my... I'm going to play a little Van here as we head out. A little Van Morrison. And get all set up for Jazz with John coming up next.
And the pull of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Oh, the water. Hope it don't rain all day. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. And it stung me. And it stung me to my soul. Stung me just like going home. And it stung me. And the rain let up and the sun came up. We were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver's van, and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim, and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Yeah, that stung me to my soul. Stung me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that stung me.
and it's dominating to my soul. It's gonna be just like going home, and it's dominating.